New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
It's not Sal Licata, it's Pete Hoffman. Welcome to WFAN Daily. Follow, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And you can always follow me at Hoff WFAN on social media. Let's talk about the New York Jets as they lose the home. Oh, not the home opener. Thank God. Game season opener in San Francisco. Let's just put it this way. The good news. Let's get the good news out of the way. Aaron Rodgers played more than four snaps. He threw a touchdown. He played nearly the whole game. He got out unscathed. That is a good start. I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I felt like I was going to be, you know, having flashbacks of last season. And I'm just thankful and happy that for the most part, to be honest with you, the Jets came out pretty healthy. I know there's a couple minor injuries. I know CJ Mosley got banged up. I'm not sure. He came back in the game. But overall, the health portion of the Jets seemed to be okay. Now let's get to the actual game and how frustrating of a game that it was already to start off the season. I mean, we talk about a New York Jets team that everyone's expecting to go play in the Super Bowl. This would be a team that they're going to go see in a Super Bowl, and they got outcoached, outclassed the entire game. Let's be serious here. Robert Saleh continues to now have an effect on the defense. Where did this defense go? Out of nowhere. We're talking about one of the best defenses in the league, and they can't get to the quarterback. They leave so many wide receivers. And I understand there's a ton of talent, offensive talent, by the San Francisco 49ers, but the amount of times Brock Purdy found an open man who had no one near him was unacceptable. Whether it was Debo, whether it was Ayuk, whether it was Kittle, whether it was freaking Jennings. This guy Jennings came out of nowhere, but he's fine. He's wide open. And then you got this kid Mason. The craziest news of the day was McCaffrey being inactive. And we're like, I'm like, oh my God, that's like the most amazing news in the world. There goes half of the battle. I understand that between Ayuk and Debo and Kittle, there's still a ton of threats. But to get rid of Christian McCaffrey's like a major cog. This should be much easier. And they let this kid Mason run right through the defense. He found holes that didn't exist. He went right up the middle and continued to plow through and just get huge gain after huge gain after huge gain. He was unstoppable. He was unstoppable. And it was not a good showing by the defense. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know that tomorrow the talk is going to be a lot about just Aaron Rodgers returning and how he's going to look, but you're going to have to honestly take a look in the mirror and look to see what was off with that defense, because there was a ton that was off. Where was Sauce Gardner during some of the key plays in, I think it was the first half or maybe the third quarter, but Sauce Gardner, they go, hey, he's not hurt. We talked to the doctors, but he was sitting. Why is your best cornerback not in the game at crucial times? That's unacceptable. And they clearly get big gains. And you know, listen, Reed does a good job out there, but he's not the same guy when you don't have Sauce on the other side. You're playing with one arm tied behind your back. So why he was sitting, I don't know. Was it disciplinary? I don't know. But that's something that they got to talk about and find out. Why was Sauce Gardner sitting on some key moments in this game? He's one of the most important pieces that needs to be out there. Like Trent Williams on the San Francisco 49ers offensively, guy just signed his contract, got on a plane, went out there, and played every offensive snap. Guy 6'5". 36 years old, probably like 400 pounds, maybe not 400 pounds, but 300 something pounds, whatever. I played every snap. Why is Sauce not out there? If there's not an injury, he needs to be out there. Unacceptable otherwise. He needs to. He's a showstopper, and he wasn't out there. And then let's be serious here. Hassan Reddick, that glaring issue that he was not there. Plugging up the holes, getting to the quarterback. That is something that's going to have to change. You want to tell me, oh, well, the Jets can wait it out. It's not important. Hassan Reddick's not important. A guy who can get to the quarterback double-digit times in a season is important. It's a no-brainer. Now I know you got a couple sacks today. It was good, but Hassan Reddick was missed with this defense. And I got to be honest, the whole defense as a whole just played like crap. Soft tackles. Davis with a missed tackle on Deebo Samuel lets him get some extra yards. Like over and over and over, it just felt like it was a preseason game for the New York Jets. It's funny because we talked about that yesterday with the Giants. It felt like a preseason game for the New York Jets. Offensively, let's get to those issues, because besides the first touchdown of the game scored where it looked like it had a really good drive, scored a touchdown, Breece Hall runs it in, 3-yard touchdown, good for him. They did not look good. They didn't look connected. I mean, listen, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. We know he's a smart quarterback. So to see him take advantage of an offside and to completely take advantage, and guess who we found? Alan Lazard. Yeah, that's great. But that's like, I don't want to say trickery, but that's not a real play. That didn't get me excited. That wasn't like, oh, what a move by Aaron Rodgers, or wow, he found the guy deep downfield, or Garrett Wilson was wide open, and they what a great play call. That was just offside call, and Alan Lazard knows that Aaron Rodgers is going to want to throw the ball downfield. So he did. He went, whatever it was, a 40, 50-yard touchdown. Good. I'm happy they scored a touchdown there. But that wasn't a great play call. That wasn't the original play. He just followed through, knew what Aaron Rodgers wanted to do, and they did it, and that's great. And then they get the garbage time touchdown with Tyrod Taylor, which, again, that just shows that you do have a competent quarterback if needed at any point in the season, if something, God forbid, happened to Aaron Rodgers. Tyrod Taylor is a legitimate backup. I screamed from last year. The Jets should have traded for him with the Giants to get Tyrod there. He is good enough to back up A-Rod. That's no doubt about it. But it just wasn't enough. I mean, Breece Hall, what did he have? 50-something yards on the ground, 60-something yards on the ground. It wasn't explosive. The top receiver was Lazard. Again, he had two really, he had two touchdowns. One off that big play off of a delay game, or not delay game, but offside. So they were able to get that. But I mean, it was just, and the penalties too. It's another thing. Again, Robert Saleh just continues to have this Jets team that is so undisciplined that they take poor penalties at the worst stupid times. It is unbelievable. So there's one thing to say here. It was great to see Aaron Rodgers on the field, get out there, score a touchdown, play a majority of this game, and come out healthy. But that is unacceptable going forward, that type of performance. And I know technically the teams on the schedule get easier, but it's not as easy as you think. And I keep on reminding people, and they popped it up on the screen too. It's at one point in time. They have like 4 or 5 primetime games in the first 7 games. And they're going to Europe. They're going overseas. And they're not taking a bye after that. They're going to overseas and they're playing, 6 days later. They're playing Sunday in Tennessee. Like, it's not an actual easy schedule for, the wear and tear. And I know we could sit there and say, what, they're going to travel. They're going to be on a plane. They're going to be on a... Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I watched the Giants last year do it all too, and it was disgusting. And they could not handle that type of travel early on. It's not easy to on the body. And whatever the case is, it's a tougher schedule than I think a lot of people imagined. I understand that the Patriots, by the way, who won a game, Patriots shouldn't be good, but they won. Tennessee Titans, you saw them lose to the Bears, who didn't get an offensive touchdown, but they lost to the Bears. So, hey, that should be easy, right? They're playing the Denver Broncos, who, you know, they shouldn't be any good, but it doesn't make a difference because the Jets have to show up. And the Jets today just showed me that they still, coach-wise, can't get it together. My biggest concern was that the defense would slack because Aaron Rodgers was on the field. And I think that's exactly what happened. I think that the defense is like, hey, we got Aaron Rodgers. He'll put up points. We'll go out there. We'll do our thing. But in the end, Aaron Rodgers is going to get points for us. So if we give up a couple plays here and there, and it's not mentally, it's not how they're doing it, but it's just one of those things where you tend to slack off when you have someone of Aaron Rodgers on the other side. It's like a backup goalie getting in for, you know, in a hockey game. Like whenever Shesterkin's not in, or Quick, well, that's not a good example, but whenever a really bad backup goalie goes in, defense gets extra crazy because they do not want a lot of points. They don't. They want this game to be tight. They want to find that one goal that might score the game. In this case, it's the same thing. Aaron Rodgers, when he wasn't on the field last year, they knew they had to play a better type of defense. They knew there was no mistake they could make. Well, they're playing a little bit more lax now. And it showed. I mean, the amount of guys that were wide open is unacceptable. It just truly is. On a side note, obviously the Jets lose, Giants lose. Not a great way that we want to start off the season. It's not. It is definitely not. Football, this is not how it was supposed to go. Both teams, I think the Jets are still going to have a good season this year. They're still going to probably win. They're definitely going to win, you know, to be over 500 by the end of the season. That's no doubt. But it's going to be a little bit tougher and rougher than you think. Giants, that was a – there's really no words to explain what the Giants' effort was yesterday on Sunday. That was just disgusting. And they are going to have to improve. I don't know which coach is on the hotter seat right now. I don't think it's Brian Daboll because I really do think that John Mara is so loyal to giving Daniel Jones a chance that unless Brian Daboll just coaches himself out of his job like Joe Judge did, which was more about the comments he made towards the end of the season, but his coaching helped out too, you know, running the ball on 3rd and 9 near your 10-yard line or whatever it was, goal line stance. It's that type of play will get you fired. And then comments that Joe Judge made toward the end of his season got him fired. Brian Daboll, I don't think, will say the wrong thing. He just needs to do a little bit more. Robert Saleh, on the other hand, let's be serious here. If this Jets team, who's 0-1 now, goes into that Buffalo game and loses in week 6, and they are 2-4, I think Robert Saleh is going to be on the hottest seat he's ever been in. And he should have been on some really hot seats. But Robert Saleh is just not a great head coach. He looks more relaxed than ever. I'll give you that much. He looks way relaxed. He knows he's got Aaron Rodgers. But that doesn't mean he can coach this team. What that means for who's going to take over, your guess is as good as mine. But that was not a great start to the football season for the two locals. Quick note, Yankees won 7-4 over the Royals. I know Gleyber Torres made another terrible play in the to catch a ball, but they end up winning, so that's a good thing. And the New York Mets, no matter what you want to say, it may not have been pretty. It may not have been, you know, a line drive in the box score, because it definitely wasn't. It was wild pitches and pass balls. But the Mets won, and they're back in the playoff spot right now. With Arizona and the San Diego Padres not playing, they moved to half a game next to them too. Braves sitting one game out. It is going to be a fun few weeks with the baseball teams. I hope it's going to be a fun few months with the football teams. But there's a lot of football to go. There's not as much baseball to go. We'll get into all that and more tomorrow with BT and Sal. Tune in 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we're definitely going to hit this Aaron Rodgers and Jets loss to San Francisco 49ers tomorrow at 10 a.m. And we'll also, Jermaine Illuminor is going to join us at 11:10 tomorrow to talk Giants football, offensive lineman for the New York Giants. He's going to join us. So tune in as well for that. Guys, this is not a great start to the football season. This is, why does it have to be so freaking tough? I mean, can we get to like October, November before we're like, oh, this might not work? Why does it have to be week one? I'm not saying that the Jets are thinking it's bad, but that was a poorly played game. That is the biggest outcome. It was a poorly played game. You can't have that, especially against the one of the best teams in the league. If the Jets think that they are Super Bowl contender, they cannot have that type of performance versus the 49ers. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for following. Again, download the app, Odyssey app. Like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff, WFA Daily. It's Pete Hoffman. You could always follow me at Hoff WFAN. And I'll see you guys tomorrow morning with BT and Sal. See you.